The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Danica.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. Do you have Bitcoin? Do you need a car? Well, check out New Age Auto Sales. They've got late model used cars that they've cared for from their rental fleet. New Age Auto Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars. That way, and because of that, they don't have auction fees or transportation costs, and those aren't going to get passed on to you. Their cars are in great condition. They're priced to move, and they can ship them anywhere in the world. So go to newageautosales.com and see what they've got. They're looking to be the Bitcoin auto dealer. Obviously, they do take cash. But with Bitcoin, your money never has to be exchanged into dollars. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. So, you Bitcoin folks, I know I've heard you guys saying you want more people who are selling things in Bitcoin because, you know, that's really what's going to take Bitcoin and move it to the next level. You got to buy stuff with them. Check out newageautosales.com. Go there. Go to the site. Take a look. If you're interested, at least give them a call. Find out what kind of deal they could make you. It's newageautosales.com. We were talking to Dalton, calling him from Grand Forks, North Dakota. And he had some questions initially as to what do we think? He's been a Facebook friend for a while, but, you know, it's kind of hard to pin Free Talk Live down because, you know, we don't think like a lot of people who are on the radio. Our ideas are a little fringe, perhaps. Dalton?
Yeah, that's definitely true.
When you're confronted with these new ideas, how'd you end up finding the Facebook page?
Oh, just basically roaming around Facebook looking for other liberty-minded people and whatnot, and, you know, pages to like and, you know, stuff, just to stay informed, and found your guys's, and either recommend or found yours. I can't remember quite, but I just recently turned, you know, I guess I hate labels, but anarcho-capitalist, I guess you could say,
okay,
just a few months ago. But you know, like they say, you know, what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarcho-capitalist is 6 months. So
I like to say it's the two worst words in English stuffed together, but
I'm just curious. You know, how did you like come to the ideas of, you know, of finding liberty? Like, what kind of took you onto this path?
I don't know. Like, it's pretty funny because I started out as born in a very conservative family. My dad was a Republican, whatever.
Sure,
else.
Same so here.
I grew up that way, but then high school hit, and I was a Che Guevara shirt wearing, you know, socialist, you know, love me some Michael Moore DVDs, whatnot, and then I started, I think it was the presidential debates when I first started seeing Ron Paul talking, and he was just making way too much sense to me. I'm like, what? He's like using such basic language, but he's just ripping these guys a new one. I'm like, what is this? And I dug deeper, and I just went on YouTube binges. And I learned that, you know, I mean, it kind of complemented what I used to have been, you know, been into as being a Republican, sort of, but not really. And it just spiraled from there. You know,
yeah, I think this movement appeals to people.
And everything like that.
So I think this movement appeals to people who are thinking. Their minds are moving on this subject.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
you know, I mean, you're dynamic, right? Like, you've changed throughout your life. You're looking for new ideas.
Constantly. And if you knew the stuff that I talk about, learn, and read about, you'd think I'm just crazy. But, you know, so this is definitely something I'm crazy about, one of the things, you know. So, yeah, I dove into it head first, you know, with Doug Casey and Ron Paul and then Peter Schiff.
Those are all the names. I do appreciate the call, Dalton, and feel free to call in the future. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Blake calling in from, I don't know, listen to the podcast. Blake, you're on Free Talk Live, Seattle. There you go. Blake, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How you guys doing?
All's well. Good.
All right. Yeah, I just basically have a friend that would like to know how to get Bitcoin into cash.
Turn Bitcoin into cash.
Right, right.
Yeah, most of basically, the services out there will turn cash into Bitcoins, and they don't really turn Bitcoin into cash. I think that, the reason for that is that you know, there might be some issues as far as money, services, businesses, and things like that.
Well, you could sell to an individual, or you they may have changed the name, but I believe it was cashintocoins.com. Or
yeah, but that would be cash into coins.
That's cash into coins.
But I believe that you can sell your Bitcoin back to them.
You can if there's enough. I don't know what the quantities we're talking about.
Right, I don't know what they would be selling it at, but I do believe that they would exchange it.
I'd look at localbitcoins.com.
Right.
That's a much better.
Yeah.
I think Bitstamp, too, right? Doesn't Bitstamp allow you still?
I don't know the answer.
Yeah. What you're looking for is what's called a Bitcoin exchange, and an exchange is where you can buy and sell. But I do think that the best way is to sell to someone you know or to do...
that way the government doesn't track it or whatever.
Yeah, but if you were to do this on like a regular basis, like let's say you're trying to, you know, do business across the country and, you know, send and receive money, you know, with minimal fees or no fees. I know that's the statement of Bitcoin. I'm just...
Well,
the reality of
exchanging money is that it has costs to it. If you're going to do business in Canadian dollars and you want to switch them into U.S. dollars on a regular basis, you're going to pay fees, and there's no way to not pay fees doing that.
Right.
So that's one of my critiques with Bitcoin early on was that you had to, you know, why do I care if I pay 3% on PayPal if I've got to pay a percent and a half on Bitcoin on either side going in and going out? Why is this an advantage to me? And now that you can do business with Bitcoins without having to get out of it, it is a real advantage.
Right. Basically, the idea is stay within the Bitcoin economy while you can.
Right.
You know, buy equipment and computer equipment, buy a car, you know, if you can. You know, just stay in the
exchange it for gift cards.
Yeah, sure. There's gift cards. There's Overstock. There's lots of businesses out there that you can buy whatever you want in
like
Bitcoin.
A car from New Age Auto Sales.
Sure. So, you know, stay in the Bitcoin economy. Don't necessarily exchange it is the first bit of advice, but if you need to, try and stay local or use an exchange.
Yeah, the only way that the exchanging would work, you know, within his business would be definitely to draw cash out to, you know, keep doing the business. So
it may be PayPal. It may be BitPay. It might be another choice, too, if he wants to do business, and it's a lot of transactions. That's BitPay.com. So there's a lot of options.
Okay.
I hope that was helpful, Blake. Appreciate it.
It really was. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live isn't the Bitcoin program, but we do know a lot about it, and we're, you know, I'm happy to answer some questions. Bitcoin is really moving. It's a force for good, in my opinion. It's moving into the mainstream, and you know, Gavin Andreessen, the head developer of Bitcoin, Roger Ver, a man known as Bitcoin Jesus, both these guys credit Free Talk Live as kicking Bitcoin to the moon, and I am delighted that that's the case. Let's go to Pete, calling in from Long Beach. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's on my mind? Well, you know this thing with Ferguson right now and the verdict and whatnot?
Have they given a verdict?
Well, they're gonna let him off. I guarantee they are, you know?
Okay.
But the thing is, you know, they're going to start trying to send provocateurs in there to, so they can do something. I mean, what's your take on that? What do you think we should do if they call martial law? When do we draw the line in this?
There's a good chance that agents provocateur may be entered into the protests. And if people can be lured into doing something violent, then likely you'll see what you see out of that. It isn't going to be pretty. Are you suggesting that they're going to make martial law across the United States or just,
Well, I'm suggesting they're going to test the water. That's what they always do. They try to see how much the public will tolerate. So
the public will tolerate martial law.
That's a good point there. Well, why do we even talk about freedom if the public doesn't love freedom? They'd rather have sports or whatever, you know?
That. Well, the reason that I talk about it is because I don't really care what the public wants for themselves. I want freedom for myself. And if I want to know morally, should I be able to extricate myself from this system? If I don't want to pay for war taxes, shouldn't I be able to stop? Shouldn't I be able to create my own little country? It seems to me that I should. Thanks for the call, Pete. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Looking for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk. Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind, 855-450-3733, or use Skype. Actually, we've got our Skype lines are full at this time, but it's lrn.fm is our Skype username, and you usually come across sounding a little better there. It's Mark with you.
Danica.
And Johnson.
And antiwar.com is the single best site if you want news on U.S. foreign policy that isn't from a pro-war standpoint. What they don't have, however, is a pot of gold. And, you know, the government and the mainstream media, they don't have any problem getting money. Whereas antiwar.com, their staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com, donate, call them today, antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state. Let's go to Chris Cantwell calling in from, on Skype. This is the reason I shouldn't take two Skype calls at one time, because I just don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, press the pause, maybe.
All right, Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good to be with you guys. I'm sorry if you've already beaten this into the ground, but have you talked at all about the negative backlash from the Colbert Report tonight?
We've talked about it.
I made some good zingers. You got to listen.
I gotta tell you, I know that we talked about it online a little bit earlier, Johnson, but, you know, I'm curious about this, and I actually just saw Jack Hunter of all people post a Murray Rothbard quote. You guys see this?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so Jack Hunter, if you guys aren't familiar with him, he goes by the Southern Avenger.
Oh, yes, the Southern Avenger, yes.
Right, so this lunatic wants to refight the Civil War, of all things, right? He's trying to restore the bloody Republic.
Are you certain of that?
Well, you know, I don't know. He wants to actually, you know, go pick up muskets or anything like that.
Well, with a name like Southern Avenger, it seems pretty clear he wants to avenge the South.
Okay.
So the idea here, so he's got a post up on Facebook, and unfortunately, you know, Jack is something of a public figure, but doesn't like to leave his posts open for public comment, so I figured that this would be a fine venue to do it on. He says, here's a Murray Rothbard quote from 1987 worth reading before you read this story, and the Murray Rothbard quote goes as follows. We face an inner problem and paradox, not only for libertarians, but for any radical minority ideological movement, for marginal movements to attract marginal people. Such movements are filled with what Germans call Luftmenschen, the sort of people who instinctively alienate the mainstream bourgeois Americans, not so much by the content of their ideas, but that by their lack of style, lack of moorings, and counterculture. So, you know, maybe that sounds like a prudent thing, and, you know, like 55 people have liked this post, but I just think it's really funny coming from a guy like Jack Hunter, whose history of racial commentary makes me sound like Antonio Bueller.
Who's Antonio Bueller?
Antonio Bueller is a left-wing activist from Texas who screams about, he's really just anti-white. He's not like anti-racism, but he's always screaming about anti-racism, right?
Okay.
You know, and it's something that really upset me. And, of course, for him to be quoting Murray Rothbard, too, is just sort of ridiculous to me. Because, of course, you know, Jack was a guy who, as I said, is more like, the Southern Avenger. He wants to avenge the South. He thinks that the Civil War is really all that's wrong with America. And if we can just undo that, then we can go back to the good old days.
Everybody thinks that they're issue and their type of activism is the important one, and the rest of us should focus on that thing. And it's certainly not uncommon in the liberty movement for people to get those critiques. If you guys would just focus on this or that. And that's the problem with the liberty movement here in New Hampshire is, you know, I mean, everybody's got a different issue, and you can either support or not support that particular issue. That's up to you, but they're going to push their issue, and it's fine. I mean, things seem to be going forward. I guess, at this point, I'm just not going to get all bent out of shape about this stuff. I didn't like the video. I was not happy about seeing the video. And I felt alienated in Keene when I saw, you know, from Keene and the people in town. I feel like part of the victimized group when I saw the video.
You feel you've been victimized by this?
I kind of feel like it. Yeah, I mean, I feel like, oh God, here I am. Everybody's going to call. I feel like more of a free keener than not a free keener, right? And so here they are. They're calling me a bad person because I know these people or whatever. That's how I feel.
Well, I'm sorry about your feels there, Mark. I hate to see your feels get hurt. But I thought the video was great, personally. I understood, you know, you don't sign a waiver for the Colbert Report and think that the guy's not going to make fun of you. I mean, he's a comedian. This is what he does for a living.
He didn't
Comedy
make fun
Central
of Philio.
A liberal media outlet. They're going to, their writers are our political rivals. I mean, our choices are to either get made fun of by the Colbert Report or to not be on Comedy Central.
So, right? Chris, I actually read on air earlier, I quoted you from the group, you know, online on Facebook, where you the comment that you made that started with being nice to people is great as long as they're nice to you. I read that quote from you. And you know, I think that it's, I mean, again, it's the, you know, non-activists, you know, are hand-wringing, and I think that you know, some people, you know, are just, I don't know, too up in arms about what is essentially Colbert giving attention, and that, you know, people don't do that if they don't think that it's worth talking about.
Yeah, if folks are really that upset about what we did out here, then I'll tell you what, just go you know, go buy a Comedy Central ad, you know, go buy a 7-minute spot on Comedy Central, and you know, tell me how much that costs and see if you can raise that much money, because we probably did more for the cause, more to raise awareness about New Hampshire last night than what, most of the people who are crying and wringing their hands out about this.
What do you
are
think
gonna
is good
going to
come out of this? What's that good thing that's going to come out of this?
The good thing is the attention to it, Mark. It's
more signers.
What's that?
Signers.
Hopefully, movers. Right?
Have you seen a traffic bump today?
Have I seen a traffic bump today?
To your website?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Of course. But no, people aren't.
How much are we talking about here?
I mean, I'm not breaking records, okay. You know, but you know, it's 3 times what I saw yesterday, easily. It's more than three times what I got yesterday.
It's a nice bump, but actually, your website itself is not even listed in the video at all. In the video,
but his name is.
It is.
And if you're gonna Google his name, that's gonna be the first result.
Indeed.
Right. And the other thing that I have on what I have on my website is I have the full videos of those articles, and I am getting traffic on YouTube. I don't know that I don't think I can get real time stats on that.
No, you can't. But, not till tomorrow.
Yeah, so the thing about that is, you know, so people are now watching those videos, and they're seeing the entire video. If you watch the entire story, if you actually pay attention to what's going on here, I mean, the Robin Hooding thing has done a lot of good. It's cost the city $80,000. That money's a lot better in the hands of motorists than it is in the city council, right? There's a lot of good things going on here. So when maybe people decide to look at it, and if they don't decide to look at it, then we're in the exact same spot that we were before. If they hate us, they hate us. We're not surprised, right? People don't like freedom.
Sure.
You know? So I know that you've got to live with this, Mark, and again, sorry about your feels, but this is, we're doing good things here, and it's just raising attention for it, and I can't believe the negative backlash that has come against us from our own people. I expect this from MSNBC. I expect
right.
it from the Colbert Report. I don't expect it from Jack Hunter.
Continue to expect it. Thanks for the call, Cantwell. 855-450-FREE or username lrn.fm. That's the Liberty Radio Network. lrn.fm on Skype.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, Not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Danica.
And Johnson.
If you value your online privacy, you need ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network, which means that it creates an encrypted tunnel from your computer to the website you're visiting through your ISP. Your ISP never knows what you're looking at, and therefore, when they keep the records of what they're looking at, they just get a bunch of gobbledygook. If, for whatever reason, the NSA is peeking in at what you're doing, they're getting gobbledygook. If somebody who wants to get your banking information from your Wi-Fi router or whatever, they're getting encrypted nonsense. And this is something you need. If you're using the internet, this is the prophylactic that keeps out the bad stuff on the internet. It's proxpn.com/FTL. When you use promo code FTL50, when you sign up, you'll get 50% off an annual account. So that brings it down to like $5 a month. And if you use Bitcoin, you can use FTL BTC. That's the abbreviation for Bitcoin. Free Talk Live BTC. So FTL BTC and pay with Bitcoin. You'll get even more off than that. It's an even larger discount. So it's great. You get a full money back guarantee available to you. It's proxpn.com/FTL. It's FTL50 or FTLBTC to get a great discount on privacy. And the privacy is priceless. Let's go to Jose calling in from California. Jose, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello.
Yes, what's on your mind, sir?
Yes, I actually want to talk about, I don't know if you guys read the story about a rapper from California who might serve life in prison for his rap lyrics.
No, yeah, maybe. Yes, I did read the story. It's in my show prep. I didn't get to it tonight. Tell me the story.
Yes, well, a rapper who got what's called 186th, what the police call it, which is gang affiliation.
Yeah. Which they he made money off of a killing.
Yes, that's what the accusation is. But there,
so tell me what happened.
Well, the 186, I want to talk about it because it's not hard to get. Like, I've gotten it for three different gangs, and all of them are enemies.
Okay.
So it's kind of interesting how they do it. But what happens is they charge you for, you know, support of the gang, even if you're not a member. If you say anything that they consider supportive of what they would consider criminal activity, they could charge you. And what it does is it doubles your time. So if they sentence you to, like, 20 years, you'll get 40.
So you have to have done something wrong, and this is sort of an exacerbating circumstance to the charge?
Well, you don't have to do anything wrong, technically.
It's just speech?
Yes, it's kind of like RICO Act. It's kind of like that, where you could say something, or you could they charge you with racketeering, even if you don't have anything to do with it, or they could charge you. It's like a kind of all grab for anyone who they assume is gang affiliated.
Has it been taken to court and stood up in the California Supreme Court?
Well, that's what is interesting. The article said this is the first time. I know there's rappers who have been charged in California before for support of gangs, but this is the first time they said that that one has actually been used.
I see.
So this guy, Brian Watkins, who's the attorney for the rapper, has said he's quoted as saying, "It's shocking. He has no criminal record. Nothing in his lyrics say, go out and commit a crime. Nothing in his lyrics reference these shootings, yet they are holding him liable for conspiracy. There are huge constitutional issues." Because essentially they're saying, California saying that freedom of speech is a privilege, not a right.
Yeah, as long as you don't say the things we don't like. It's shocking, Jose. I wish I had a solution for you. Get out of California? I don't really have anything else.
Yeah, it's getting shocking. Especially as a musician myself, I'm worried about things that could be taken out of context.
That's what they want you to do. They want you to worry. This is an intentional chilling on free speech.
Yes, it's like an instant kill. They actually convict him. He could serve life, they said.
And California prisons, not so great. Thanks for the call, Jose. Appreciate it.
I mean, certainly, you know, we're aware of the environment for free speech. You certainly couldn't have a Howard Stern emerge these days.
You mean on the radio?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That era is long over.
I don't know that that's the case. The FCC has loosened the clamps.
Totally disagree. I listen to edgy radio. I always have, and it's like now, even on XM, you know, people are getting fired for things that are
ridiculous.
One of the well-known things besides Howard Stern is the Open Anthony show, and Anthony was fired recently.
Yeah, he was fired for tweeting, though.
Right. He wasn't even fired for anything he said on the radio show, and the tweets that he had are misinterpreted.
The suggestion with the Anthony thing is that he's calling black people animals.
Right, which is not what he was doing. He was calling violent people animals, people who were attacking him. And Sirius chose to misinterpret it and chose to fire him over it. It's certainly not a stretch for him. I mean, he's certainly made racist jokes before, but he's a comedian.
Yeah, I wonder about the whole, the whole racist joke thing. It's interesting how, some groups can make, you can make jokes about, basically white comedians can't make racial jokes.
Right.
That's just sort of the end of the line.
Right. And you know, it's like, oh, great, he's making racial jokes while he's hanging out with Patrice O'Neill at his house. You know, the former, the late comedian Patrice O'Neill, big black guy, you know, Kevin, you start naming all these, black comedians who Anthony hangs out with on a regular basis. Yeah, real racist. He's probably, I see that happen so often where people say that somebody who has said something racist, they or even like that could be interpreted as racist, you're such a racist, when they're people who hang out with more black folks than the person who's making the racial accusation
people don't
ever have in their entire lives.
People don't want to spend any time to digging into any stories and finding out the truth. That much is true. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix. Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Mark, I have a bit of a proposition for you.
A proposition for me. All right.
A buddy of mine and I were talking the other day, and we were musing upon what it would be like to purchase Rogers Campgrounds.
Okay.
And I commented that that's not something that I want whatsoever. It would cost way too much to overhaul the sewer systems.
Yeah.
Is there any parcel of land that you think would be, you know, proper for a pork fest setting that could have you know, plumbing installed and so forth?
We've looked at a few places, but I mean the price tags are going to be big for any place that's going to be big enough and have any kind of improvements that would be would accommodate 2,000, 3,000 people for a camping festival for a week. You'd also have to basically dedicate your life to it because you would have to basically run a campground many months out of the year. Pork Fest is only 1 week. Maybe you can stretch it out 10 days or 2 weeks or something like that. But, you know, if that's all you're going to get out of it, it wouldn't be worth buying something for just 2 weeks. I would contend that Rogers Campground could be, the plumbing could be overhauled if that's the piece of property you wanted.
Well, think about just how long the winters would go to. Like, how long would your campground be, not in operation, too?
You'd probably go from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Well, he also has the ideas of, building the resource-based economy hub there as well. He's a bit of a resource-based economist, but
so he wants to make basically his own agorist community,
a centralized computer running everything. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. there are pieces of the property that it might be worth starting this on. It is an endeavor.
How much would you part for a couple of your acres with?
My acres at my house?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to go in my. You don't want to be in my town. They will not put up with your crap.
Then we could all succeed together.
It'd be awesome. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. I have 11 acres. You have to have 11 acres to get current use, which is a tax reduction. I wouldn't be interested in parting with any of them for that very reason. Your calls coming up. You might be able to squeeze you in, as a matter of fact, 855-450-3733, or you can call us on Skype, lrn.fm is our username. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, lrn.fm. Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, just call 800-659-5412. That's 800-659-5412. Call 800-659-5412.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. Missed my cue there. 855-450-3733. Let's go directly to the calls here since I appear to be running a little late. Let's go to Jeff calling in from West Chicago. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, you guys. I was wondering, now, how would I accept Bitcoin? Like, let's say I do architectural carving and stuff. How would I accept it for my work and advertise for it or something like that? Or where would I do that? Or is there some, you know, is there like an eBay for Bitcoin instead of PayPal or something?
There certainly are eBays for Bitcoin, but I don't think that would necessarily be useful for you. You could promote your stuff on one of these eBays for Bitcoin, and I would just, at that point, search. I think there's a bitgazette.com or something like that, but I would just search eBay for Bitcoin and see what you came up with, or Bitcoin auction sites if that's what you're looking for. But if what you want to do is accept Bitcoin, if you're looking for a system to accept Bitcoin for your business, I would first ask you this question. How many units do you sell in a month?
Well, see, I was hoping to, you know, that would this, I mean, I don't have a specific answer for you.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it varies. And okay.
Does it vary between 3 and 10, or does it vary between 100 and 300?
Probably more between 3 and 10.
Okay. So what I would do in that circumstance is that I would just get a regular Bitcoin account at, say, blockchain.info. They actually have commercial accounts through blockchain.com. But if you go through blockchain.info, you can get a regular account. And then you can just generate a new Bitcoin. what they call wallet address. So it's basically just an account number. You can generate a new account number for every client that you're making one of these architectural sculptures for. And that way, you know, basically it's an invoice. It's like an invoice number, and you'll know whether it's paid or not because they've either paid you or they haven't paid you through that wallet address. You'll be able to see what's come into that particular wallet address. And since you do probably higher end, I mean, I can't imagine you're doing too many architectural sculptures for anything less than $300 or $400 would be my guess. You'll be able to keep a better grasp on it. If you're selling widgets at $3 a piece and you're selling 1,000 of them a month, then you've definitely got to go with one of the companies like BitPay or Coinbase to do your business. But if what you're doing, I think I would probably just open a Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info and generate a new address for every client.
I haven't been able to write down the things as fast as you said them.
The good news is, Jeff, the good news is that you can go to freetalklive.com and you will be able to download the archives of this show in about an hour, and you can just get the information back there. And that's and so can anybody else who wasn't able to write everything down. Thank you for the call, sir. Let's go to Nathan calling in from, I can't remember. I think Nathan's in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
I can just be on Skype since we're short on time.
All right.
So I went and watched that Colbert video, not the new one that they're talking about, but the one that Jim Jesus mentioned about Occupy Wall Street.
Yes.
And I don't know. My thinking is that if you can use something like that to discredit an entire movement, then that's pretty weak. People, you know, must be easily brainwashed sheep if that's the case, because it's a funny video. It's very funny, but there's not a lot of substantive points that Colbert makes in it. I mean, he's mostly just kind of making fun of their mannerisms and the way the admittedly strange way they talk and the hand gestures. Apparently there's not just that one thing where you wiggle your fingers, but there's a whole set of the Occupy hand gestures.
You know, so I don't have a lot of hope for the human species. I'm sort of with the 80-20 rule here. I'm sorry. Ian hates it when I do this, that I really do believe that 80% of the human race is just, you know, they're just go along to get alongs. They don't spend any time thinking about anything. Their lives are consumed with vapid and inconsequential crap that I have no interest in. And do I think that they spend any time, employ any time with critical thinking skills? Not on anything of any importance.
And that may be. It challenges my notion that I kind of want to lean toward Cantwell on this. That, you know, you're getting attention and that's a good thing. But, you know, from your perspective, it would be the opposite, because, you know, you can just run a hit piece and convince people to turn against you, and you know, nothing is to be gained from doing that.
Well, I would my argument, if I had to take the argument from Ian and Cantwell's side on this one, what I would say is let's just wait and see. Let's see the signups. Because when it came to the New York Times article that was disparaging about a year ago to the Free State Project, just go ahead and search New York Times Free State Project. You'll read the article. It's a commentary. And it's ugly. But signups went up. There's no doubt about it. There's a video of Carla Garrick, whatever, the president of the Free State Project, talking about what what the results were from some press that the Free State Project's gotten over in different circumstances. You would also have to look at people like Ian and Cantwell and James Cleveland and Garrett Ian, and look at their activism in total, not just in this video. And to be fair, so I'm taking a middle-of-the-line approach. I can tell you how I felt when I saw the video, and I felt victimized. I felt put upon by, the Colbert Report and the perception that maybe some people in Keene have of me based on some of the people I hang out with. But that's just it. That's how I felt.
Well, I guess I'll end my call on an optimistic note. It kind of reminds me of something Derek Jay said on the other day, that a lot more people came into Johnson's store in Keene than he anticipated. You know, it was idea there were all these. Okay. He was just like, I had no idea that there were all these people who, kind of the silent majority, if you will, that really, you know, doesn't like the bureaucrats and Keene and supports us and, you know, is now happy to turn out and buy stuff in our store.
I wouldn't call it a silent majority, but if you consider that Ian got 16% of the vote when he ran for something, some city position here not too long ago, 16%, if you can get 16% of a community to do business with you, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
So there you go. Indeed. Thanks for the call, Nathan. Appreciate it.
I mean, even to do business or whatever, I mean, I'm sure that there's plenty of people who, they're out there that support us, and maybe they don't want to vote for Ian. Maybe they're not in that position. They're not ready to vote, but they still are fine with what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole gray area above and beyond that 16%.
But you've got people that are coming and saying, well, we may not stand with you on nearly any of these issues, or anything, but you know, we support you wanting to run a business. We like what you're doing, so keep it a good work and good luck.
And they tell you, work within the system, and then you open a business and they boycott you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call
get
Fred calling in from Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys. Okay.
What's on your mind?
As a veteran, I'm really, well, what shall we say, immensely perturbed with the 9/11 events and all the lies involved in duping the American, what I call primitive armchair patriot stooges. Including all the flag waving. And one of the motivating, directing entities is called PNAC, Project for the New American Century.
I think I've heard of that.
Here, I'm gonna quickly recite a white paper excerpt that was published in the Weekly Standard. William Crystal, Robert Kagan, who are members of PNAC. This was 29 October 02. The gathering storm. What looms over the horizon, a wide-ranging war from Central Asia to the Middle East and the U.S. Afghanistan will prove but an opening battle. This war shall not end there. It shall spread and engulf numerous countries in conflicts of varying intensity. It shall require the use of American military power in multiple places simultaneously. It shall become the clash of civilizations everyone has hoped to avoid. Now, 2 days ago...
Yeah, sounds right.
2 days ago, William Colin Kerry, Secretary of State, stated, oh, this is not the clash of civilizations. This is the clash for civilization. And he's definitely a... contributor, skull and bones buddy of all these PNAC people, okay? So what we have here, they've done other papers as well. The PNAC group as far back as Clinton.
Well, I mean, you're just saying that basically these people are paid off by the military-industrial complex?
Absolutely. In fact,
have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa, for an unheard-of 40% off. And all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices. And get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.